Hello, Ian. Russell Fuller here. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Russell.
Good. Nice to talk to you. I've been enjoying listening to you over the last few weeks
Thank you.
in the wee small hours. So we'll put a few
Yeah,
questions to
would be
you.
like.
Yeah, it's a good way of listening. I'm sure you've done it the other way around. There's something quite enjoyable about knowing the world is going on around outside you and just lying in bed and listening to the commentary from down under. Okay.
Yeah, we're rolling.
Radio.
Okay. All right, well, I know you've got very strong views on Ricky Ponting. Maybe we'll start there. Some of our audience perhaps won't know exactly what you feel about his position now as Australia captain. So what do you think he should do now that the Ashes have been lost once again, Ian?
Well, I think Ricky Ponting's time as Test captain is up. I think he should be allowed to defend the World Cup title that Australia holds. But I don't see any point. I think it's reached the stage where Australia's got to start moving in a new direction with its team, and I don't see any point in having a newish team with an old captain.
Could he carry on as a batsman, do you think?
Well, a couple of weeks ago I would have said yes, but having seen footage of him prior to the Sydney test and the way he was sort of really getting involved, and I just thought to myself, I don't think this is going to work with, let's say, Michael Clarke as captain and Ponting in the team. The only way it's going to work is if the new captain, well, let's say it is Michael Clarke, if he says, "Ricky, it's terrific to have you as a batsman, but mate, I'm in charge and just leave it to me. You just concentrate on your batting and that'll be fine." Now, if they can make it work that way, it's fine, but I think it might be a problem.
And is Michael Clarke the man, do you think? Because his unpopularity ratings amongst the Australian public are extraordinarily high.
Well, it doesn't really matter what the public think; it's what his teammates think. If they can, if they believe he can do the job well, and he believes he can do the job, that's the most important thing. And the public will soon, if he starts winning test matches as Australian captain, the public will soon change their mind. So it's a matter of how he gets on with the team. It's going to require the next Australian captain with a younger team. It's going to require an extremely strong-minded captain, and I think he's going to have to tread on a few toes. And for instance, I think the support staff have been having way too much say. I've always been a great believer that the captain runs the team. He's the only one who can run the team, and I think Michael Clarke's got to make that very clear. If he is appointed next captain, he's going to have to put people in their place. That's probably going to upset a few, but he shouldn't worry too much about that because, as long as the wins and the losses go against the captain's name, he's the one who should have the major say.
And which of the young players that we've seen in the Ashes would you persevere with? I'm thinking of Phil Hughes, Usman Khawaja, Steve Smith, Michael Beer. Some of them have had very negative press, but do you see something in all of them that makes you think they could form the backbone of an Australian team over the next few years?
Well, I think Khawaja and Smith, definitely. Smith is a good all-round cricketer. He's still a long way from being Australia's frontline spinner, but I think that was an accepted fact, before he was even chosen. Khawaja, I think he looks like he's got a good temperament, decent technique. Just the bit I saw of him in Sydney, I think he probably needs to improve his stroke range against good spin bowling. He was pretty tied down by Graham Swan. That may have just been nerves. It may be just that he just needs to be there a little longer, and he'll sort that out. But it's important because Australia's next Test tour is in Sri Lanka, and he'll have to face some pretty decent spin bowling over there. Hughes really has made some changes to his technique, and he looks to me like a player he's having to think about his batting, which means that he really needs to go back to first-class cricket and make a lot of runs so that the changes he's made become second nature rather than him having to think about it. And then this is where I think this is where Australian cricket has fallen down in recent times. What was once the great nurse.